Вариант 13. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях с 1 по 4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Attention, please. Listen to our school news. Our traditional January school concert is going to be very big. Last year, about 30 students played. But this year, 54 young musicians are going to take part. It won't be a classical music concert. It's going to be rock music. You're welcome to come and please bring family and friends with you. There is a poster on the wall downstairs if you want to know who is playing and when. All tickets are £2.50. That's the same for students and adults.
Text B.
Hi Lucy, this is Alex calling. I wanted to tell you about the surf shop we talked about yesterday. To tell the truth, the prices are rather high. You asked me about my surfboard. I think it was one of the cheapest. It cost £178. There were others, which were much more expensive. I saw two great boards for £230 and £245. Call me back if you do buy a board.
Text C.
How were your holidays, Jake? You look great.
Amazing, Anne. I wanted to go sailing, but then I learned about a 3-week climbing course and decided to do that. It was better than playing football all holidays.
How did you learn about the course?
Well, I heard a radio talk show about summer schools and decided I wanted to try. I couldn't find any course in our area until I looked in the newspaper. There were lots of advertisements there.
So are you going mountain climbing next holidays?
Probably not, but I won't stay at home. I'm not a very good painter, so I'd like someone to teach me how to do it.
Text D.
Polly, what's the matter? You look so excited.
Oh, Roy, do you remember I told you about my former classmate, Rachel? I haven't seen her for 3 years, and now she's coming to stay.
For how long is she going to stay?
This time she's staying for 5 days, but I hope in summer she'll come for a couple of weeks. It's a pity we don't have a guest room. Fortunately, my sister is away, so Rachel can sleep in hers.
I remember you told me something about her playing the guitar.
She plays brilliantly, and now she's taken up violin lessons. She's bringing the violin with her to practice, while I play the piano. 2 days are left, and she'll be here.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task.
Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Attention, please. Listen to our school news. Our traditional January school concert is going to be very big. Last year, about 30 students played. But this year, 54 young musicians are going to take part. It won't be a classical music concert. It's going to be rock music. You're welcome to come and please bring family and friends with you. There is a poster on the wall downstairs if you want to know who is playing and when. All tickets are £2.50. That's the same for students and adults.
Text B.
Hi Lucy, this is Alex calling. I wanted to tell you about the surf shop we talked about yesterday. To tell the truth, the prices are rather high. You asked me about my surfboard. I think it was one of the cheapest. It cost £178. There were others, which were much more expensive. I saw two great boards for £230 and £245. Call me back if you do buy a board.
Text C.
How were your holidays, Jake? You look great.
Amazing, Anne. I wanted to go sailing, but then I learned about a 3-week climbing course and decided to do that. It was better than playing football all holidays.
How did you learn about the course?
Well, I heard a radio talk show about summer schools and decided I wanted to try. I couldn't find any course in our area until I looked in the newspaper. There were lots of advertisements there.
So are you going mountain climbing next holidays?
Probably not, but I won't stay at home. I'm not a very good painter, so I'd like someone to teach me how to do it.
Text D. Polly, what's the matter? You look so excited.
Oh, Roy, do you remember I told you about my former classmate, Rachel? I haven't seen her for 3 years, and now she's coming to stay.
For how long is she going to stay?
This time she's staying for 5 days, but I hope in summer she'll come for a couple of weeks. It's a pity we don't have a guest room. Fortunately, my sister is away, so Rachel can sleep in hers.
I remember you told me something about her playing the guitar.
She plays brilliantly, and now she's taken up violin lessons. She's bringing the violin with her to practice, while I play the piano. 2 days are left, and she'll be here.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка от 1 до 6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinion about different school subjects. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
The worst days of the week are definitely Tuesday and Friday. These are the days when we have the only subject I don't enjoy. And this term we're doing gymnastics. I'm just not very good at it. I guess I'm not really a sporty person. Still, it's only twice a week, and our teacher is really nice. So I think I can put up with it.
Speaker B.
Yeah, this is definitely my favorite subject. It's not surprising, really, as I want to be a doctor. I love everything to do with it. Last year we had it once a week, all in one, so to say. This year, we're having different lessons for physics, chemistry, and biology. That's great as far as I'm concerned. It means we're doing something interesting for me 3 times a week. This morning, we're doing some chemical experiments. Great.
Speaker C.
Well, we're doing SAMS again. From Monday to Friday, it's always the same. I'm quite good at it, actually, but it's so boring, and we're not allowed to use calculators. I don't know why. Surely calculators exist for people to use them. Anyway, today we're doing multiplication and division. Can't wait till lunchtime.
Speaker D.
No, English is not the only foreign language I'm doing. I've been learning the second language for about 4 years now, and we're all slowly getting ready to take an important exam in it at the end of the year. It's quite an easy language, and in many ways it's similar to English, but I do have problems sometimes with the grammar. Some of its tenses are a bit different from the English ones. Still, I hope to go to Paris one day and use it in real life.
Speaker E.
I've always been good at it, and now it's my favorite subject at school, as well as my hobby. What I like most of all is doing portraits. I always carry a notepad and some pencils when I go anywhere. I like to make sketches of people around me. Sometimes it leads to some misunderstanding. But when people see my drawings, they may even ask me to give such a picture to them as a souvenir.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today, we asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinion about different school subjects. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
The worst days of the week are definitely Tuesday and Friday. These are the days when we have the only subject I don't enjoy. And this term we're doing gymnastics. I'm just not very good at it. I guess I'm not really a sporty person. Still, it's only twice a week, and our teacher is really nice, so I think I can put up with it.
Speaker B.
Yeah, this is definitely my favourite subject. It's not surprising, really, as I want to be a doctor. I love everything to do with it. Last year we had it once a week, all in one, so to say. This year, we're having different lessons for physics, chemistry, and biology. That's great as far as I'm concerned. It means we're doing something interesting for me 3 times a week. This morning, we're doing some chemical experiments. Great.
Speaker C.
Well, we're doing SAMS again. From Monday to Friday, it's always the same. I'm quite good at it. Actually, but it's so boring, and we're not allowed to use calculators. I don't know why. Surely calculators exist for people to use them. Anyway, today we're doing multiplication and division. Can't wait till lunchtime.
Speaker D.
No, English is not the only foreign language I'm doing. I've been learning the second language for about 4 years now. And we're all slowly getting ready to take an important exam in it at the end of the year. It's quite an easy language, and in many ways it's similar to English, but I do have problems sometimes with the grammar. Some of its tenses are a bit different from the English ones. Still, I hope to go to Paris one day and use it in real life.
Speaker E.
I've always been good at it, and now it's my favorite subject at school, as well as my hobby. What I like most of all is doing portraits. I always carry a notepad and some pencils when I go anywhere. I like to make sketches of people around me. Sometimes it leads to some misunderstanding. But when people see my drawings, they may even ask me to give such a picture to them as a souvenir.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
First of all, I'd like to thank you for your agreement to take part in this interview. I guess you're not just a visitor at this photo exhibition.
No, actually I'm a participant. 5 of my photos are presented here.
How old are you? Do you study at school?
I'm 15, and yes, this year I'm finishing the 9th form.
Your photos look quite professional. When did you start taking photos?
At the age of 8, I got my first camera from my grandparents. So that was the beginning of my hobby. Now, I'm sure it will be my future occupation.
Did you learn how to take photos yourself?
As it was just a hobby at first, I carried my camera wherever I went and took photos of everything I saw around. When I was 13, I learned about a photo course at the college near my house. I started that course and now I've been studying there for 2 years.
Did the course help you improve your skills?
Sure, I've learned a lot of useful things without which it is impossible to become a professional photographer.
So you want photography to be your future job? Do your parents agree with your choice?
Well, my father doesn't seem to like it. He wants me to be an engineer.
What about your school studies? Do you have enough time to prepare for your exams?
You mean whether photography takes too much of my time? I don't think that maths and Russian will be difficult for me.
You need to choose 2 more subjects for your exams, don't you? What are they?
To begin with, I've chosen physics because I'm good at it. Maybe that's the reason Dad wants me to be an engineer.
What about the second subject?
I think it will be English. Not that it's very easy for me. I'm sure English will be useful for me in future, and I'm going to improve it in the next 2 years.
I see. By the way, a lot of people nowadays take photos using their mobile phones.
Not me. No professional photographer would do this.
Well, have you got any other dreams besides being a photographer?
My dream is to visit Australia and have a chance to take photos there.
Thank you for the interview. Just a couple more questions.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
First of all, I'd like to thank you for your agreement to take part in this interview. I guess you're not just a visitor at this photo exhibition.
No, actually I'm a participant. 5 of my photos are presented here.
How old are you? Do you study at school?
I'm 15, and yes, this year I'm finishing the 9th form.
Your photos look quite professional. When did you start taking photos?
At the age of 8, I got my first camera from my grandparents. So that was the beginning of my hobby. Now, I'm sure it will be my future occupation.
Did you learn how to take photos yourself?
As it was just a hobby at first, I carried my camera wherever I went and took photos of everything I saw around. When I was 13, I learned about a photo course at the college near my house. I started that course and now I've been studying there for 2 years.
Did the course help you improve your skills?
Sure, I've learned a lot of useful things without which it is impossible to become a professional photographer.
So you want photography to be your future job? Do your parents agree with your choice?
Well, my father doesn't seem to like it. He wants me to be an engineer.
What about your school studies? Do you have enough time to prepare for your exams?
You mean whether photography takes too much of my time? I don't think that maths and Russian will be difficult for me.
You need to choose 2 more subjects for your exams, don't you? What are they?
To begin with, I've chosen physics because I'm good at it. Maybe that's the reason Dad wants me to be an engineer.
What about the second subject?
I think it will be English. Not that it's very easy for me. I'm sure English will be useful for me in future, and I'm going to improve it in the next 2 years.
I see. By the way, a lot of people nowadays take photos using their mobile phones.
Not me. No professional photographer would do this.
Well, have you got any other dreams besides being a photographer?
My dream is to visit Australia and have a chance to take photos there.
Thank you for the interview. Just a couple more questions.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло. Сейчас вы услышите текст к устной части экзамена. Задание 2.
Task 2. You are going to take part in a telephone survey. You have to answer 6 questions. Give full answers to the questions. Remember, you have 40 seconds to answer each question. Tape script for task 2. Hello, this is the electronic assistant of the club Our Hobby. We kindly ask you to take part in our survey. We need to find out what teenagers think about having a hobby. Please answer our 6 questions. The survey is anonymous. You don't have to give your name. So let's get started. What do you usually do in your free time? What hobbies do your friends and family members have? Do hobbies help or interfere with studying? What's your opinion?
How much time do you spend on your hobby? Do you think that everyone should find time for a hobby? Why? Which hobby would you take up if you had more free time? Explain why. This is the end of the survey. Thank you very much for your time.